You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, this was badass. Pam Bondi, historic record offer for the capture or anything leading to the capture of Nicolas Maduro, dictator of Venezuela.
Today, the Department of Justice and State Department are announcing a historic $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Maduro uses foreign terrorist organizations like TDA, Sinaloa, and Cartel of the Suns to bring deadly drugs and violence into our country. To date, the DEA has seized 30 tons of cocaine linked to Maduro and his associates, with nearly 7 tons linked to Maduro himself, which represents a primary source of income for the deadly cartels based in Venezuela and Mexico. Cocaine is often laced with fentanyl, resulting in the loss and destruction of countless American lives. The DOJ has seized over $700 million of Maduro-linked assets, including 2 private jets, 9 vehicles, and more. Yet Maduro's reign of terror continues. He is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. Under President Trump's leadership, Maduro will not escape justice, and he will be held accountable for his despicable crimes.
Why are they interested in him? They want him awfully badly. Why do you think they do? Well, if you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, you went, oh, yesterday, because you know why they want Maduro. And it's for all of that that she just said yes, but that's not the main reason. See, Maduro did a remarkable thing a few months ago, and I've been screaming about it ever since because I want to know if it's true. I have a funny feeling it is. Remember when he randomly opened the jails and let Tren Aragua members out? Remember when that Venezuelan judge announced, hey, yeah, no, they're definitely coming to America. This was the leadership that he let out. He gave a speech, Maduro did, saying, I didn't want to send them. Makes sense. Because in Venezuela, Maduro understands this. Tren de Aragua is not just another cartel. It's not just another criminal gang like MS-13. It's special. Tren de Aragua is the enforcement arm of the Socialist Party. They happen to dabble in crime as well. They're allowed to do that because they act like they're kings, basically. But they are primarily socialist. They have a political bent, and their first function is bloodshed on behalf of the Socialist Party. That's why they were the ones on the bikes with the guns shooting people on street corners who were protesting when Maduro stole the election again. He only won 30% of the vote, but took office anyway. And those very brave protests were short-lived because Tren de Aragua just right on by, shoots you right in the head. They banned guns in that country, but then 2 years turned around and distributed them to Tren de Aragua so they could shoot people in the head. It's a model the Democrats would love. You know it. Look how they have defended gangsters the most. Well, in the speech, Maduro said, I didn't want, he arrest Trump directly. He said, he did not want to release them. Makes sense. They're loyal to him. He could probably use them there. He's like, I didn't want to send them to America. Biden made me. And then he said an even more curious thing. He said the FBI helped shuttle them into the country. And he even told Trump where to check. He said the FBI had a series of safe houses they were using, that they moved them through Colombia and that the country, and that he moved them through Colombia, and that if we check the records, if we dug deeply enough, we would find the whole operation. That Tren de Aragua, including most especially the leadership, was being imported into America to run the very same kinds of operations. Folks, then you begin to see it. Look how the Democrats behaved in Aurora when they began to take over apartment complexes. They refused to liberate the apartment complexes and then lied. And it was very, very well structured. Remember, the manager for one of the apartment complexes was beaten near to death and given the message to bring back to the landlord, we will kill you and your family if you take your property back. Local police refused to do anything. The state law enforcement refused to do anything. They went all the way to the governor and attorney general's office, who refused to do anything. Then all those people lied and said that it wasn't going on and they knew nothing about it. All of it to protect the operations at Tren de Aragua as they established their capital in the U.S., because that's what it is. It's in Aurora. That's their gang capital. We know that from the UK Daily Mail. They did honest reporting. Nobody else did. Not in this country. Remember how we'd have to read UK Daily Mail to find out because the media was blacking it out? That's why they're so hard to talk to him. They want him. That's why they want him. Now, look how Biden put a $25 million reward price on Maduro. Don't fall for that. That was to get the ability to extract Tren de Aragua from Venezuela. Hey, either we let him go, let us bring him here to America, we'll get him good and ensconced, they'll be muscle for the Democrat Party, or we'll bring in on the $25 million reward. We just doubled it to 50. But I bet that's why they're interested in him. I bet they want to have a conversation with him. And you can't exactly call 1-800-Maduro. They sure want him, don't they? Bet that's why. Folks, this could all, by the end of the Trump administration, get very, very interesting.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So many great things going on this week. I can't even keep track of it all. Start with this. Donald Trump announcing, if you are a transgender athlete, in other words, you're a man coming here to, say, beat up a woman in the boxing match for the Olympics or any other reason, visa denied. You're not even coming into the country. It's brilliance. The kind of really smart stuff that when the Democrats used to do, I'd be like, wow, who thought of that? That's so obvious, but yet not. Some genius came up with that. Meaning women going forward who are participating in international sporting events in this country, from soccer to boxing, aren't going to have to get beat up by men anymore as a price of playing. He's just going to block them at the door. And you know what that means? Olympics is in 2028. We're not going to have to watch a man beat up a woman and her stop the match because she doesn't want brain damage anymore. It'll be so refreshing. It'll be like the old Olympics, where beating women wasn't a sport across all sports. And I mean, like in the case of the boxing, literally beating women, which is celebrated now by Democrats. But that's only the beginning. Folks, I can remember my outrage on the radio, if you've listened to me long enough, when George W. Bush, this is how old this is, decided it would be a really good idea to go ahead and consolidate Canada, Mexico, and America by allowing anybody who could get in a truck and drive from a Mexican port to drive right up over our border and keep going. Trans-American trucking. The idea was to displace American truckers. It's how Bush rolled. It's where a lot of this globalism came from. That's why we talk so much about it on this show, so you understand where does this stuff come from. We can't defeat it if we understand. Don't understand. It started in the Republican Party, not with Obama, like a lot of people think. Well, Bush was the one who pioneered the program, and it was to help the Mexican ports. And it didn't matter that it was going to cost American truck drivers their jobs because Mexican drivers would drive for less. It didn't matter because this was going to be one big economic unit. The thought was it'd just be great. You know, the goods would move through and everybody would benefit. It was all part of the EU-style union that George W. Bush tried to build by dissolving our borders with Canada and with Mexico. And it ended when Trump was elected this time. I mean, just these little things like that give me chills. Here's Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary, announcing how Donald Trump has already gotten 1,500 of those trucks off the road. By the way, 5,000 people die a year in these trucking accidents. A lot of them because these guys come in here and they'll put a crew in the truck so they can drive straight through. They don't speak English. A lot of them are illiterate in their own language. They can't read signs in any language, and they don't know how to drive on our roads.
How important is it for truck drivers to speak English in this country?
Listen, it's wildly important because this has been on the American books for decades. Because if you're pulled over, if you have a crash and you can't communicate with law enforcement or with first responders, it's a truly safety issue. Barack Obama, what he did is he took the teeth out of this rule of English only. We brought those teeth back to the pre-Obama era to go, we're going to put you out of service. We've taken 1,500 trucks out of service off the roads because the drivers couldn't speak English. And I think that's what the American people expect from us. English is the language of the United States of America. Right. And if you're going to get in a mobile missile, you should speak our language.
Excellent. He blames Obama. We always do. But that started with Bush. I remember sitting there enraged on the radio covering it. But you know what? 1,500 trucks off the road. That's 1,500 jobs for 1,500 American truck drivers. That's fantastic. And then we have this yesterday. The hits just keep coming.
Now, the president also announced America's median family income has surged since his return to the White House. This is $1,174 higher. And, you know, we saw the economy do really well under President Trump's first term. And to be clear, despite all the concerns about tariffs now, we still have seen the market, the Nasdaq, hit another record yesterday. So the markets are really strong right now as well. And there's a trickle-down theory in that, that the markets do well, the economy does well, and that your paycheck at home does well.
Median $1,100 income gain for Americans. Yeah, that's what happens when 1.5 million foreign nationals who were in the workforce exit over the last 4 months, and 383,000 Americans just last month, American born, get jobs. That's what happens. You shrink the workforce, it trickles up. It trickles up. Fantastic news. I mean, the hits just keep coming in, coming in, coming. Headline: deep state leakers scramble to mitigate Russiagate fallout. Well, what's the article about? Daily Caller writing about how, and I remember the frustration of this, in the last Trump administration, we didn't declassify any of this stuff because somehow we had to let Bill Barr sit there and decide, sources and methods and what to keep classified. Well, he ended up keeping 100% of it classified. Trump made a massive error turning that over to him. This time, no. And it details how the CIA, not John Ratcliffe, but internally the agents in there tried to stop the release and declassification of all this data, claiming sources and methods, when what it really was crimes and crimes and crimes and fake. You can't have sources and methods if the intel is fake and the source is Hillary Clinton's campaign, specifically a woman named Julia on the campaign. That's not, she's not CIA that we know of. That's not sources and methods. It's all a big lie, declassify. And they did, with almost no redactions that were asked for by the CIA folks. That is a 180 from the last Trump administration, where he just turned it over to the deep state to decide what to declassify. Nothing was ever declassified. Meanwhile, and folks, this, you want a measure of how the GOP didn't fight before but is now? Here it is in math. New report, current report that's indicated, and there's two of these polling groups out this morning with this, that the Republican Party and President Trump stand to gain up to 14 seats based on redistricting before 2026. One of those is Washington Post. Texas and Florida can be 5 each, Ohio 2, Indiana and Missouri 1 each. So that's, folks, 14 seats without the census redo. You getting an, are you starting to get the census redo where we decide we're not going to count illegals? Are you starting to get an idea of, we should not only have a large majority in Congress, we should have an extremely large majority in Congress. We shouldn't be sweating the midterms at all. Folks, and it makes sense. Look at the polling last week from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, Republicans aren't that popular. They're at negative 11 in favorability. Democrats are at negative 30. Because the Wall Street Journal pollster even admits people are afraid of them. We shouldn't be neck and neck with them. We're beginning to see how the Republican Party has allowed them to take seats through fraud, through the border drive, which we decided to go along with their rules and never speak of, before Trump came back on the scene, through all of it. I mean, folks, we stand to gain 14 seats based on redistricting. Why are we waiting and doing this every decade? Because we're stupid. We're just dumb. But not anymore. And folks, I'm telling you, we'd be doing none of this. You wouldn't be seeing what you're seeing in Texas if Donald Trump wasn't the president. He just won't accept that we're just going to roll over to these people. And he's right. We should roll over to these people. It's ridiculous what we did. Okay, another group called the ARP, ARP.org, apportionment forecast for next census. Folks, this is redoing the census fairly, even with counting the illegals. Florida gains 4, Texas gains 4, California loses 3, New York loses 2. Republicans gain 10 seats, Democrats lose 9, 1 toss-up. Folks, and that's counting the illegals. You don't count the illegal. Folks, no Republican leader would ever do this. They never would, not before Trump. It would simply just remain undone and we'd let the Democrats win.
Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting.
That's Stephen Miller's deputy chief of staff, which is why, folks, quote of the week, because he knows it's true. Dawn of the Democrat Party, Democrat consultant James Carville, seeing us fight back this week for the first time, nailed it.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah. We never fought back before.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.